Science Rocks is a nature and science conference. We have about 700 kids here today from area schools, at least 30 different districts or so. The kids have an opportunity to go to four different sessions. They get a large auditorium session is one of them that can be Eagles, or the physics one where they implode 55-gallon barrels. Then there's also all kinds of other sessions like cutting up knees or cutting up pig hearts or learning about nutrients and neutrinos, how wind and energy works, how our roads are made. We just have lots of presentations. We have 30 presentations by area professionals. So these people are all people who are professionals in their field, and they have given the day up to come in and teach these fifth and sixth graders all about these different science rocks. We have engineers here, like construction civil engineers. I have people who are from the Minnesota Dairy Association, and they're teaching the kids about cows and where we get milk, and eventually they get to make some ice cream, which is always a fun thing for a fifth grader. But some of them come from a long way away, so they're on the bus from about 7 a.m. this morning. They get here and get a cookie, and then they have four sessions, and they're done by 2:30-ish or so and head out the door.
I spoke with Prairie Woods Environmental Learning Center's Corey Klebe about the map and compass session he was teaching.
To grandmother's house we go, which of course everybody knows is over the river and through the woods, and we're using maps and compasses to figure that out. So a little orientation class, figuring out how to use maps and compasses together and figure out where we are, where we're going, and how to get there. The first step is to figure out the parts of compass and how to use the compass. And step one, you dial in the degrees. Step two, you put Fred, which is the little magnet, in his shed. So they figure out how to turn their body to have that happen. And then they ignore Fred and follow the direction of travel. And kind of three pretty important steps. And a compass is a really easy thing to use, but it is specific and you have to use it right. So I take them down the hallway and put a paper bag on their head, and they have to follow their little arrow, and it bounces around, so then they end up turning because they can't see where they're going.
For KVSC News, I'm Steve Kersall.